Your business's growth is dependent on two things: how many people you're speaking to, how many offers you're making. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Business Growth Secrets. I've got Charlie with me.
Yes, guys, how are we doing?
My marketing team ready to ask some of your questions and some general questions on business. Remember, Business Growth Secrets is all about helping you get to the next level in your business, sharing with you strategies, tools, techniques, beliefs that move the needle and take you all the way to the top. If you haven't already, make sure that you are, you know, subscribe to these episodes when you can see the next episodes coming up. And of course, enjoy. Enjoy today's episode. It's going to be awesome. Charlie, you can kick us off. What questions have we got, my man?
Right.
Let's get into it.
First one is from Shona, and she has said, what is the best way to grow your Instagram page? She's been posting consistently niche content using both reels and posts, but hardly any feedback or follows from this. So what was the advice that you would give for that?
Okay, so the reality of the advice is that the fastest way to grow an Instagram page is using Instagram ads.
Yep.
And this comes back to investing in that baby. You have got to invest in order to help your business grow. Now, let's just go over a couple of things, right? Because we'll take it a bit deeper than just answering that question as ads. And we'll give you a nice deep answer because I think it's a really good topic and one that a lot of people are super interested in. So the first thing, I said to you in one of the previous episodes, your business's growth is dependent on two things: how many people you're speaking to, how many offers you're making. Now, your Instagram page gives you an opportunity to speak to a lot of people. And if no one knows your Instagram page is there and you can't get your message out to market and you haven't got anyone following you, it's a struggle to grow that. So one of the things that you can do is you can invest in ads to grow the amount of followers that you've got on your page. And in turn, that gives you more people to speak to. And then in turn, that gives you more offers, right? So essentially, you're getting all the different ingredients. But what we have to remember is you have to remember that these social media platforms, yes, they're free to use to market your business. But when you put your message out, let's say you've got 1,000 followers, you're going to put your message out. And depending on how good your message is, you're going to get out to 3% to 10% of those people, which means between 30 people and 100 people are going to see your message with 1,000 followers. So that really gives you a very, very limited amount of ability to grow that audience, because only 3 to 10% of the people are going to see your message anyway. So then you have got two different approaches. Your approaches are you can just create more content. And you can get on that treadmill of creating massive amounts of content to get out to market and really, really, really grow it and keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing. But the problem is, if we're trying to grow a business, most people don't have enough time in a day to do that. Alternatively, you can leverage ads to go and take your message out to the ideal market and grow your page. I would always recommend, if you can, using ads, because basically when it comes to business, you pay in one or two ways. You pay in your time or you pay in your money.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a lot more efficient to pay with your money to go out there and build your page. And that is one way, ads. But look, if you look at my following on Instagram, I've got good following on Instagram. And a large amount of that following is coming through ads, right? And that has been where, you know, a lot of the growth has come from. We spend on average £100,000 a month on marketing. And a lot of my followers have come through marketing our events. They've seen that it's marketing the event. Then they go and follow. But then another large part of that following has come through collaborations and people I'm working with. So Gemma Collins, good friend of mine. Gemma, I've done events with in the past. Every time Gemma posted about the events, the stuff we're working on, I've got tens of thousands of people across from that network. I did a lot of work with James Locke. From Tower, a million followers, and he would post to me every day through COVID, basically.
So collaboration.
And I've got a lot of. So what I'm trying to come to here is collabs, working with people that have got significant audiences already. So if you don't want to invest in ads, you could go and build relationships with influencers. Is another really good way to grow the audience. But if you just think that you're going to grow the audience through creating content, it's going to be a struggle. Because 3 to 10% of the audience see your message.
It's it will just definitely take longer doing it organically. It will definitely take longer. And also to feed on to what you've said, if you've already spent money on ads and you've gained a following, you've already got a bit of credibility. So then when you do collab, they can see that you've already got a bit of a following. So you've already got credibility there.
That's really important. And obviously Charlie works in our marketing team, is very involved in the social media, so knows this stuff inside out. There's a couple of other things I'd say is that if you imagine the social media landscape as being the, and I remember hearing this on a great program, Undercover Billionaire, right? Said, if you imagine the social media landscape is the Grand Canyon, and that's what social media is. Yeah. And you're trying to get noticed in the Grand Canyon, which is hundreds and hundreds of miles deep, and you're trying to get people to notice you.
Big old gaff.
Yeah. And you're standing, big old gaff, and you're standing at the side of the Grand Canyon. You throw one brick in to the Grand Canyon, which is your one piece of content, and you're hoping to fill the Grand Canyon up where the Grand Canyon gets filled. Well, one brick just ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
So what do you need to do? Well, you need to throw hundreds of bricks in a day actually get noticed.
Yeah.
And that means if you're going to do it organically, you need to use and create way more content, you know, 10, 50, 100 times more than what you're currently creating.
Yeah.
Or use influencers. Use ads. Yep. They're your three ways. Choose one of those.
Next one is from Balaji, and he says, I've had a media agency for 3 years and he's not getting any engagement or audience at all. What is the magic? So a bit of a more niche one there.
Well, the magic is you're either not using ads, you're not creating enough content. You know, like that's
yeah,
the
similar
reality.
Sort of question.
That's
why, yeah.
It's a very, very similar question.
Yeah.
That you need, look, let's keep it simple and say, you know, you've got an agency, you want to get noticed, you want to get more engagement, you're either going to have to create a hell of a lot more organic content. And what we do in order to make it, you know, to give value to the audience, we'll go deeper on that one, right? So look, three ways on social media grow your business. One, organic, which means masses of content. Two, ads, which means you're investing to grow. Or three, you use influencers, collaborations to grow.
Mm.
Pretty much, they're your three ways. Now, in the way this question is framed, you framed it around organic. So what I would suggest, if you want to make more organic content, let's say you want to throw more bricks in the Grand Canyon and you want to fill it up and you want to get loads of content out there, what do you do? What you do is you look at whoever your target market is, your avatar, the person you are searching, the person you want to get, and you say, what are their pain points? What are their fears? What are their challenges? What are their issues? What are their blocks? What are their stopping points? What are their big desires? What are their big needs? You know, what is it would look like a quick win for them? What would be a massive win for them? What would be a nice to have?
Mm.
And you literally detail out around your dream client as much as you possibly can, and you massively flesh that out.
Mm.
And then you just make content around those things. So I'll make this real for you. Funnily enough, you know, one of our great clients who's been very successful, he's next door right now running a boot camp, and he's running a boot camp on marketing, right? And his name's Ben. He's one of our coaches, done great things, right? And he runs a marketing boot camp for us, which he shows people how to use YouTube. And when I first trained Ben many years ago now, I said the same thing to him. I said, Ben, he was looking at helping people with mortgages, estate agency, et cetera, which is another one of his businesses. And I said, right, someone looking for a mortgage, what are they afraid of? Well, and then he answers the question, well, they're afraid they might get declined.
Mm.
They're afraid that they might not get the right rate. Right, on the mortgage. They're afraid that it might take too long. They're afraid they might get rejected. They're afraid that they're going to lose the house that they want because it takes too long.
Yeah.
So what have you got there? Immediately, and we've only looked at fear, we've got five different pieces of content.
All
so now
problems.
We make a content piece that says, hey, this is how to make sure your mortgage goes very, very quickly and gets improved in less than 30 days.
Yeah.
That's now a piece of content.
How to get improved on your mortgage.
Yeah, exactly.
Away,
and now you make hooks out of those different things. And the more you flesh it out, the more it allows you to make problem-based content. Problem-based content is when you address people's problems and you give them a solution. So that's what I would suggest you do. Mm. Make more problem-based content with solutions that can help them, as we're doing right now.
And you're serving education, you're serving value to the audience. And that's
education-based marketing, want. Baby.
No, brilliant. That's the one. And then we've got another question here. This is just a general question. How do you stay ahead in today's ever-changing market? So in the ever-changing market for business growth and business strategies, how do you stay ahead compared to competitors and everyone else?
Yeah, really good question, right? So for me, I'm a huge, huge, huge believer in coaching and having the right coaches and mentors. For people that know me well, know that I've spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds on coaching, mentoring, consulting. Still right now, we have marketing consultants. We have finance consultants. I have business coaches. I have mentors. And I'm constantly working with the best of the best of the best. And I'm always seeking new mentors, right? Mm. So I've got great, great mentors that I've had for many years and I continue to have and will always have because they add value.
Yeah.
And look, a good question, a good way to view that is, hey, if your mentor's done £200 million in sales and you've done £200,000 in sales and you think I need a new mentor, no, you don't. You've still got a long way to go with that one that's done 200. Yeah. But that's what people do is they're mad. Yeah. They go like, oh yeah, yeah, I've done £100,000. So yeah, now I'm going to move mentors now. Yet your mentor's done £100 million. Well, that means you've only got a part of the
needs to be taking more advice.
You need to go all the way, right? You need to go all the way. And I think that's where people make a big mistake. And I've certainly had clients that I've educated, helped them to do their first £1 million. Mm. And they think they've got all the answers, but actually haven't yet. There's still a long way to go.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's really, really important. So I stay with my mentors for the long term. I pay them year in, year out. I seek new mentors on new problems and new challenges. I listen to podcasts. I feed my mind every single day. Every single day, I'm feeding my mind. My car is a university. Everywhere I drive, I'm listening to things. And that is how I continue to stay sharp. And you
know, always got to be learning.
Pretty simple, right?
Yeah. You got to try and always improve. Yeah, that's great.
And that's that canai mentality, constant and never-ending improvement.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins taught me that when I was 18. And it's a good lesson for everyone that you want to constantly and never, ever think you know it all, because the minute you think you know it all, that's when you're on a slippery slope.
You can't be walking. You got to be running. You got to be running, not walking. So the final one, this feeds into it. Right. So yeah, now that moves into our final question. What drives innovation in your business? So in this business, what drives innovation among all the employees and everyone who works here?
So what we do is every single week, and I've done this not just in this business, but in my other businesses as well. Every single week, we bring everybody in the company together for a team meeting. And in that team meeting, everybody's got a voice. It doesn't matter if you work in the marketing department, doesn't matter if you work in the clients department, doesn't matter if you work in marketing, anywhere, right? We literally, everybody's got a voice. They can put forward ideas and we listen to that and we take ideas from the team. And we let everybody have their say. A lot of the times you've got people in your business that at the forefront, they are working with your clients. They're seeing what happens in the day to day and you're not. So usually they've got better ideas than you because they're closer to the action than you are. So one of the ways that I create innovation within our business is to get our team to suggest the ideas. But another thing that I do is we also have our management meeting. In that management meeting, we also always look for ideas. So what I'm looking for is a very much a consultative way of everybody having a voice, everybody being able to share ideas. But the other thing I do as well is I'm a part of mastermind. I have my mentors, and those masterminds and coaches and mentors feed me ideas that we then feed through the team. We also have consultants. So we're always trying to stay on the cutting edge. And really, where does that come from? That comes from you not thinking you know it all, you having an open mind to new ideas. It comes from you being around people. Many people in business are an island. They don't talk to people. Yeah. They don't communicate with people. And the best way for you to get great ideas is to be around other minds. And one of the things about Mastermind, they say that when you take your brain and you literally put other brains next to it, you create what's called the master brain. And that was in Think and Grow Rich. I remember when I was a young man reading that book, the master brain of literally minds connecting. Because what happens is this brain gives an idea to this brain, and they ping off each other, and you create a master brain up here, which is all where your best ideas come
both
from.
Both strengths from each brain,
exactly. So you've got those collaborations. So I would say get around people, communicate, be more open-minded, and always look to see how you can involve your team, your mentors, your coaches involved in the bigger conversation of how can we bring the, push the business forward.
No, yeah, brilliant. No, yeah, we always do try and innovate here as much as possible. So yeah, that's great. That's all the questions for today.
Brilliant questions. Yeah, look, great questions. We're loving these questions coming in.
Keep them rolling.
Keep them rolling. If you're finding big value in these sessions, these deep dive Q&A sessions, please make sure to go and give us a review. It'd be really appreciated if you can give us a review on iTunes, where you just go over, if you're listening on iTunes or wherever you're listening, go and give us a 5-star review. Tell us what you're enjoying. And remember to ask your questions. There's two ways you can ask your questions. You can ask your questions via Instagram or LinkedIn. Just go over to adams.coach, send me a direct DM. Me or the team will pick that up and make sure that question gets answered. Or if you're not already in our school group, you can go over to our school group, Big Business Entrepreneurs, and ask your questions. We're looking to help you. We're looking to serve you. So remember, go and give us a review. Ask your question. Ask away. And we look forward to helping you more in the future, everyone. Hey, everybody. Adam here. And I hope you loved today's episode. Hope you thought it was fabulous. And if you did, I'd like to ask you a small favor. Could you jump over and go and give the podcast a review? Of course, I'll be super grateful if that is a 5-star review. We're putting our all into this podcast for you, delivering you the content, giving you the secrets. And if you've enjoyed it, please go and give us a review and talk about what your favorite episode is, perhaps. Every single month, I select someone from that review list to come to one of my exclusive Academy days and have lunch with me on the day, meeting hundreds of my clients. So if you want that to be you, then you're going to be in with a shout if you go and give us a review on iTunes. Please, of course, do remember to subscribe so you can get all the up-to-date episodes. Peace and love, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.